Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The meeting is called a home room meeting. All those years ago, when my partner sat in front of a group like this, some of you were there. First time he'd spoken to a group this size, not too far from here. Much has changed since that time, except one thing. Dear ones, that which is in you, which every prophet has claimed is in you, is as pure as it ever was. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter your health. Right now, I want you just to suspend that. I want you to think about something. Old soul, you are here at an auspicious time on this planet for a reason. It doesn't matter your age. We've told you before that this is the energy that you have been waiting for. The ancients have predicted it, and it is here. The predictions, not only on the other continents and in the other countries, but on this continent. Ask the teacher, Michelle, about what the Hopi rock means and the choices very clearly etched upon that rock between the two roads it could be taken. This planet has decided to shift it so greatly that literally all of the prophecy that has been written about the future will fall on its face. For that prophecy was written about another planet, another time, not yours, because you shifted it. It's not a mistake that you're here. Perhaps some of you have been overwhelmed this year. Some not. But enough listening to this message, and you've said, when is the recalibration going to be over? Look at the numerology and you decide. It's the year of completion. It's a 9. Moving into the year of new beginnings. Numerology is a generic feeling and target of the energy of the planet, of all of the things that are here. Human beings respond to those energies with free choice, but in general, many of you have had a tough year. It's the old human thought that will take and project into the future what you know from the past. And I'm here to plead that you not do that. Tonight, I'm going to give a message that is different. I'll tell you things that you haven't heard before, and some you have. But the premise will be the same. You are starting to change you. The consciousness that you have. I'm going to ask you, can't you feel it? Something is on the horizon. Can't you feel it? Can't you see the light coming? Can't you feel the end of some suffering? Perhaps the end of what we will call upsetting coincidences. Synchronicities that are not what you'd planned. All of that, dear ones, puts a stick in things and stirs it up so that you, with that beautiful, loving God inside, can step into the sunshine in 2017 a metaphor that says, I'm done with myself, and now let's work with the planet. I would like to tell you why you're here. It's not to struggle with that which is your own in a tiny circle that you call yourself. What happens next on this planet will depend upon what you expect will happen next. That's the power of the light worker. There's an old paradigm, and whether it's of parenting or organization, religion, it has you sitting and waiting for something to happen. It has you listening to the wisdom of others. It has you appreciating, and then you go home. There's another paradigm, dear ones, where you're the preacher, where you're the parent, where you literally take the energy by two hands and steer it to where you want to go. Crying, those are lovely metaphors. Would you please speak English? Okay. There's never been a time in history, never been a time in history where the light worker has no, had more power in your consciousness than ever before. There has never been a time in history where the light worker has more power. And that is because of the shift in consciousness that the ancients foretold that is here. Literally, scribed on the walls of the pyramids in Central America are the words, if humanity gets past this point, it'll be the highest consciousness it's ever seen. You look around you and you say, well, that's not right now, is it? And I'll say, oh, yes, it is, because that's you we're talking about. Nothing else. You. Here is my question of the day. In this very short message, what do you expect next? Even some profound light workers are cutting up boards and metaphorically covering your windows. You either don't want to see what's coming next, or you're afraid of what's coming next because it didn't suit you. You're divided. What if I told you, dear ones, that the power of what you expect will then create what happens? Not the important ones that you see on the news, but the light workers all around the planet. And you might say, well, that's pretty heady thinking. Welcome to a new energy. It is. Dear ones, what you expect, you will get. I've said it before, if you expect the worst, it's like placing an order from the universe. And it'll come to your doorstep and say, here's the worst. It's what you ordered. It's that profound. The word light worker means you work in the light. You work. You work. I want you to take a deep breath. And as this year starts to turn around to the next one, the year of the one, I want you to see the most benevolent outcomes. I want you to see the light. I want you to see God in everyone. I want you to smile when things don't please you and say this or something better. I want you to see why you came. I want you to see why you were born. You count. That's a reason you're here. And you may say, well, I just come once a year, I listen to Cryon, and then I do other things. Dear ones, you have no idea who you are. It's not how many times you've listened to a channel. It's how you feel with your heart inside. Can you do this? Can you project a fantastic consciousness coming. Slowly, you, your children, the grandchildren, as they start to see light come out of darkness in odd ways. I'm going to talk more about that. I want to tell you tonight of a bullet you just dodged. It's an elephant under the table, and nobody is talking about it yet. I've yet to decide whether we'll allow the recorder to operate. My partner says yes. We'll see. Profound information I want you to know. I want you to know you haven't thought of some things that may be happening right now. No matter what you think this time is about, it's about you. There are enough of you on this planet right now listening to my voice to make a difference in everything. Everything. How you think and what you expect next has more power than it has ever had. I want you to take a moment. And you would say, could it really be true that I would make this kind of a difference? And I would ask you, why would you doubt that? And then I would say, do you think you're worthy? We're going to talk about that tonight. Ultimately worthy, dear ones. You were born worthy. And now as the sun comes out and the recalibration becomes just a shadow and the difficulties start to pass, you can start to relax. Let me ask you, what do you expect? What is the order that you're placing? Because it will come to your door. That's how powerful you are. Collectively, in your hands, in your minds, it's the fate of Earth. There was a man called Lorenz. I'll speak about him again tonight. He had a profound saying about a butterfly flapping its wings. When a butterfly flaps its wings in a few weeks, it could create a hurricane. And the saying is about synchronicity and energy and consciousness, and he didn't even know it when he said it. Because everything you do that shifts anything even a little down the line can create massive shift. How are you going to place your order, butterfly? Are you just one, or are you a massive energy of this planet? That's the message, and will continue to be, including the one this evening. And so it is.